This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you ready? Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, this is the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Straight up, folks, for the next hour, I am the Taco Man. We'll hope to both entertain you, inform you, maybe infuriate you as well. That's the goal. The bottom line is, it's the three things. We'll give you a good time, a bad time, and maybe a hard time. Open phone lines all around the planet. You can join us in between the interviews. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment Johnny Taco text line. You can text the studio, 415-275-1613. That's right. The Taco Man text line for the studio, 415-275-1613. We'll spend some time tonight, as I said, with the steroid king himself, the man that introduced steroids to baseball. No, he didn't. But he brought it out, made a front page news, and talk about Mr. Jose Canseco, the bad boy of baseball, who will be here in depth. Of course, a 60-minute interview from a few years back. Plus, we're from my man Seth Meyers, the king of late-night TV. He never lets us down. Seth will be rocking and rolling in a couple of minutes here. Of course, Seth's always got something interesting to say. And at the same time, it's funny. Who could do that better than Seth Meyers? Probably nobody on late-night TV. No doubt about that. And last but not least, we'll also spend time in the diner. That's right. Dom's Diner returns. Of course, Dom's Diner, hosted by Dominic Jimenez, our main man around here, the ace. Of course, he had some family tragedy a few weeks back. His father passed, but, you know, we're rocking and rolling. We hold Martin Gere in our hearts here, but the bottom line is we'll hear some Dom's Diner at about 25 minutes past hour. So you're tuned to SBL, Sports Byline, baby. This is the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. President Trump has settled on his closing argument for the midterms, lying about health care, immigration, and a made-up tax cut. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. After a series of explosive devices was sent to prominent Democrats and CNN yesterday, President Trump flew to Wisconsin to campaign for GOP Senate candidate Leah Vuckmeer. You could tell Trump was trying to restrain himself. In fact, throughout the rally, he kept bragging to the crowd about how nice he was being.
The Democrats are for higher taxes, more regulation, and more top-down government control. And by the way, do you see how nice I'm behaving tonight? This is like, have you ever seen this? We're all behaving very well. And hopefully we can keep it that way, right? We're going to keep it that way. Leah's radical far-left opponent is Tammy Baldwin, who wants a socialist takeover of health care. You know, I'm sorry, trying to say that very nicely. I'm trying to... See, normally I'd scream, they want a socialist takeover. Now I say, wants a socialist takeover of health care. I'm trying to be nice.
Man, low-energy Trump is so weird. It's like seeing that neighborhood dog who's always digging through everyone's trash suddenly moping around with a cone on his head. And hey, maybe don't make it clear that being nice wasn't your first choice. You're like a cannibal who wants credit for just licking people's faces. Isn't it great that I haven't taken a bite? You're an adult. You don't get credit for doing something adults are supposed to do. Someone sent bombs to several major political figures, and Trump's acting like a kid whose parents forced him to wear a suit for the family Christmas photo. I'm surprised he didn't end the rally by turning to Mike Pence and saying, I was nice. Can I have my ice cream now? Also, listen to Trump. Listen to Trump's impression of himself. It's almost like he knows how crazy he is.
See, normally I'd scream, they want a socialist takeover. Now I say, wants a socialist takeover.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Donald Trump has the best Donald Trump impression. Have you guys ever noticed that thing where I'm all, like, crazy? This rally was just the latest in a series Trump has been doing to campaign for Republicans in the closing days before the midterms. Now, if there's one refrain you hear more than any other at these rallies, it's his false claim that he's accomplished more than any president in history. But tellingly, Republicans are not actually talking about any of those supposed accomplishments. Just take their signature piece of legislation, the massive tax cut they gave to corporations and the wealthy. That tax cut is so unpopular that rather than campaign on it, Trump is just making up a completely new tax cut specifically for the middle class that he claims Republicans are about to pass.
We are looking at putting in a very major tax cut for middle-income people. And if we do that, it'll be sometime just prior, I would say, to November. We are going to be putting in and are studying very deeply right now, round the clock, a major tax cut for middle-income people.
What was your time frame for that?
I would say sometime around the 1st of November, maybe a little before then.
I'll give Trump credit for one thing. He doesn't overwhelm you with the details.
We're gonna maybe do a tax cut pretty soon, maybe November-ish.
So Trump says Republicans are gonna introduce a major middle-class tax cut prior to November, which sounds great, except for the fact that Congress is out of session until after the November 6th midterm elections. So there are two possibilities here. Either Trump is lying or he doesn't know how Congress works, and honestly, it's probably both. If you're ever asking yourself, is Trump lying or is he stupid, the answer is most likely C, all of the above. And yet Trump keeps repeating this obvious fabrication, hoping voters will hear it and think Republicans are actually going to cut their taxes. In fact, here's an exchange Trump had with reporters this week where they tried to explain to him that what he was saying made no sense. I'm going to read the transcript for you. Here it is. You said that you wanted tax cuts by November 1st. Congress isn't even in session. How is that possible? No, we're going to be passing. No. We're putting in a resolution sometime in the next week or week and a half, 2 weeks. A resolution where? We're going to put in. We're giving a middle income tax reduction of about 10%. Are you signing an executive order for that? No. I'm going through Congress. But Congress isn't in session, though. We won't have time to do the vote. We'll do the vote later. Congress is out. We'll do the vote after the election. It's like an Abbott and Costello routine where Trump is Abbott and Costello and the theater has a gas leak. That transcript is like listening to your grandpa talk to the cable guy. I'm trying to change the channel. Sir, your TV's not on. Yes, it is. What channel are you watching? The Snowy Channel. Trump then repeated the same lie at a rally in Texas later that day, and as he was talking about it, he tried to ask the congressman in charge of tax policy, Kevin Brady, who was in the crowd, if what he was saying was accurate.
We're going to be putting in a 10% tax cut for middle-income families. It's going to be put in next week. You talk about help with taxes. And so, Kevin, we're putting in next week the 10% reduction in middle-income taxes, right? Next week.
We're putting it next week, right? No? Why? Oh, because Congress is out of session. But why? Oh, they're campaigning. For what? Oh, Congress. What's that?
But Trump isn't just lying. Trump isn't just lying about stuff he hasn't done. He's also lying about stuff he has done, like his attempts to repeal Obamacare, which protects people with pre-existing conditions. Remember, this has been the defining fight of the last decade of politics. Republicans have spent 10 years promising and then trying to repeal Obamacare. And yet, in perhaps the most brazen lie of his presidency, Trump tweeted yesterday and repeated again today the false claim that Republicans will protect pre-existing conditions.
Quote, Republicans will totally protect people with pre-existing conditions. Democrats will not. Vote Republican.
We will always protect Americans with pre-existing conditions. Always.
Dude, you just spent 2 years trying to repeal the damn thing. We saw you. You held a party in the Rose Garden to celebrate. Do you remember? It was you and the cast of Cocoon. I mean, look at how many old white dudes are there. All they need is an acoustic guitar, and that press conference could have doubled as a Viagra commercial. And not only Did the GOP try repeatedly to repeal Obamacare? The administration is currently backing a lawsuit that seeks to overturn Obamacare and its protections for people with pre-existing conditions. And yet, in spite of this, Trump and GOP candidates across the country have been lying through their teeth, claiming that they will maintain those protections.
We can protect pre-existing conditions, and you need to understand, everyone agrees we're going to protect pre-existing conditions.
We can protect people with pre-existing conditions in the state without protecting the failure that is Obamacare.
I am passionate about protecting people with pre-existing conditions and forcing insurance companies to provide them health insurance.
I support forcing insurance companies to cover all pre-existing conditions.
We support taking care of people with pre-existing conditions. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'll fall in front of a truck before I let people go without coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Oh, well, lucky for you, falling in front of a truck is covered under Obamacare. Yeah. So, in the closing days of the campaign, Trump and the GOP are lying brazenly about health care and a made-up tax cut. And if all that fails, Trump's fallback plan is to scare the crap out of people by lying about immigration. In fact, we're seeing that all over this country. Republicans are fear-mongering about immigration, appealing to racial paranoia, and in some cases running explicitly racist campaigns against their Democratic opponents, which is why it was so cathartic to watch this amazing exchange yesterday from Florida's gubernatorial debate between Democrat Andrew Gillum and Republican Ron DeSantis.
Mr. DeSantis has spoken. Hey, first of all, he's got neo-Nazis helping him out in the state. He has spoken at racist conferences. He's accepted a contribution and would not return it from someone who referred to the former president of the United States as a Muslim, N-I-G-G-E-R. When asked to return that money, he said no. He's using that money to now fund negative ads. Now, I'm not calling Mr. DeSantis a racist. I'm simply saying the racists believe he's a racist.
If I may appropriate some black culture for just a moment, oh, snap. I really hope Republicans are right about health care, because after a hit like that, that dude's going to have a pre-existing condition. That debate should have gone by Mortal Kombat rules.
I'm simply saying the racists believe he's a racist.
Finish him.
Seriously. Look at that guy's face. Anytime someone makes that face, it should be accompanied by this sound. Think about what it says, that after 2 years in power, all Republicans could do is lie about health care, make up a fictional tax cut, and try to terrify people about a group of vulnerable migrants slowly walking toward the border. They've had 2 years to govern and nothing to show for it. I'd say a lot worse than that, but
I'm trying to be nice.
This has been A Closer Look.
Next up on the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, our star in chief. That's right, Dominic Amedes and Dom Steiner. Next up on Sports Overnight America.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't need to wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
What is happening, everybody? Dominic Jimenez, the owner and proprietor of, that's right, Dom's Diner. You're tuning in, Sports Overnight America. It's time. The diner's open. Let's start off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner. Adam Thielen, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. First player in NFL history to record 7 100-plus yard games to start the season. Now, yeah, that in and of itself is amazing. The number one fantasy player on Yahoo, in my league at least. I don't know about standard scoring or anything like that, but he's got more points than any position player, and he's ranked above Patrick Mahomes in terms of rankings. But a little bit about Adam Thielen. Statistically, the best wide receiver in the NFL. Obviously, argument can be made, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins. But Adam Thielen, statistically the best wide receiver in the NFL. And let me tell you a little bit about him. He was largely unrecruited. He earned a $500 scholarship to Division II Minnesota State Mankato. Now, just let that sit in. A $500 scholarship. What does that get you? A couple textbooks. A little bit of food. That's about it. So, $500 scholarship. Minnesota State Mankato. Division II school. Adam Thielen was then not invited to the NFL Combine, and he went undrafted. Nobody took a flyer on him. The Vikings invited him to rookie camp, and then, now we are, Adam Thielen, as I said, first player in NFL history to start the season with 7 straight games of 100-plus yards receiving. So Adam Thielen, definitely a winner. We're going to keep things winners. NFL, Drew Brees, the future Hall of Fame quarterback. He reached 500 career touchdowns and now has defeated all 32 teams in the NFL. You wonder, wait, how is that possible? Remember, Drew Brees was a quarterback for the San Diego Chargers, so that's how he picked up his 1 win over the New Orleans Saints, the team he's been with for a very long time since. So that's how he's got that win. He's just the 3rd player in NFL history to defeat all 32 teams, the others being Hall of Famer Brett Favre and future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning. So shout out Drew Brees, 500 career touchdowns, defeated all 32 NFL teams with his win over the Ravens. More on that in just a bit later on in Dom's Diner. But shout out to Drew Brees, getting it done for a very long time and at such a highly successful rate. 3rd winner, Cody Bellinger. No, not just Cody Bellinger, but Cody Bellinger's dad, Clay Bellinger. It's a Bellinger's. The Bellingers together are winners. That's right, because there has never been a full season in which a Bellinger has played in the major leagues and not reached the World Series. Yeah, remember, Cody, he's 2-for-2. Last season, his rookie year. This season, they're in the World Series both years. Clay Bellinger, he used to play for the Yankees and the Angels, and his only full seasons were with the Yankees, and as we all know, the Yankees have been super good for super long. Played 3 seasons with the Yankees, 2 full seasons, 2000-2001. They made the World Series both times, so there's never been a full MLB season that a Bellinger has played in which they did not reach the World Series, so maybe the Dodgers are never going to not make the World Series again. And it's all because of Cody Bellinger. But who knows? My next winner, talking a little bit about Game 3, Nathan Eovaldi. Yeah, yes, Nathan Eovaldi ended up getting the loss for the Boston Red Sox. That's disappointing. It's a shame. But Nathan Eovaldi, starting pitcher, he's had 2 Tommy Johns in his career, bounced around the A's, the Dodgers, the Yankees, he's with the Red Sox now. He's had 2 Tommy Johns, as I said. He pitched in the first 2 games of the series. So before Game 3, he was asked about how he's doing. He's like, I'm sure it could take a toll, but right now I'm feeling good. Game 3 went 18 innings, and Nathan Eovaldi, in relief, threw over 90 pitches in relief for the Boston Red Sox. He kept them in the game for such a long time, until the 18th inning, when my last winner stepped up to the plate, and that is Max Muncy. He almost hit a walk-off in the 15th off Eovaldi, and then in the 18th inning, got the job done. Oppo Taco, walk-off homer off Nathan Eovaldi. The Dodgers win, and huge momentum shift. Dodgers were trailing 2-0, and now 2-1, and they got 2 more games at home. How about that? Max Muncy, former A's farmhand, never was able to do much of anything in the majors. This year, the Dodgers find him, renaissance. All of a sudden, Max Muncy's a 30-home run guy. Very similar to what they were able to do with Chris Taylor last year. The Dodgers seem to find, yes, they've got all the high prospects, Julio Rios, Alex Verdugo, Cody Bellinger. They've got those guys, but seemingly find a guy off the scrap heap and gets the job done for them on an almost annual basis. You're thinking Justin Turner, a former cast-off from the New York Mets. They just cut him. They didn't even trade him. They just cut him and they didn't want him anymore. Now he's a star third baseman for the Dodgers. So they always manage to find a guy like that. Shout out to Max Muncy. I'm not a fan because I'm a Giants fan. I'm angry he hit a walk-off, but I got to give credit where credit's due. Max Muncy got the job. Walk-off homer. Game 3 of the World Series. Momentum shifts at least a little bit back in the Dodgers' favor. They're down 2-1. Now let's move on to my losers list. I only have 1 loser.
The who? The her.
Only 1 loser. That's the Oakland Raiders. Yes, they're stockpiling first round picks. But my focus of this loser is that it's Oakland. When John Gruden took the job and became the head coach, signed a 10-year deal, obviously the big picture was on their move to Vegas. He was going to be the face of the franchise. Yeah, let's be real. He's going to be the face of the franchise when they move to Vegas. But he was steadfast in that they're not playing for Vegas. They're playing to win in Oakland. And then they trade Khalil Mack, their best player. Arguably the best defensive player in all of the NFL. For a couple first-round picks. Okay, he got a couple first-round picks. Good for him. Traded Amari Cooper, former number one pick, first round pick, not number one pick, first round pick of the Raiders, and they get, yes, another first round pick back from the Dallas Cowboys. But it seems like there's so many guys that have been reportedly put on the trade block. Gerrion Conley, Carl Joseph, Cooper was traded, Mack was traded. There's dissension in the locker room, rumors of Derek Carr losing the locker room. They don't want to play for a guy like him anymore. Gruden has made a mess of things since he came in. I understand he wants his own guys on the roster, but it is an absolute mess. You can't win when things are so dysfunctional like that. It's just not going to happen. So, the Oakland Raiders are losers this week, but I have to give credit where credit is due still. They're building the franchise very nicely for the future, but it sucks for Oakland fans because it's not for you, it's for Vegas. Moving on. Good job, good effort. I told you when we were talking about Drew Brees that we were going to talk about that Saints-Ravens win one more time.
Justin Tucker, good job, good effort. The kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. He never missed an extra point in college, and prior to last Sunday, was 222 for 222 on NFL extra points. Like I said, that is until last Sunday. Because Justin Tucker not only missed his first extra point in 7 years in the NFL, it would have been a game-tying extra point to tie the Saints, and instead he missed it. Saints were able to run the clock out afterwards. Ball game, Saints win. So, good job, good effort, Justin Tucker. Yes, a lot of kickers have struggled this season across the league, but I gotta point out, Justin Tucker, normally a very good kicker. Good job, good effort. He missed his first extra point, and it cost his team the game. Now, we gotta close things up. A little bit of say what.
Say what?
Here's a fun fact for you. The average baseball game goes through about 10 to 12 dozen balls a game. So we're looking at about 120 to 144, 150 balls per game. Game 3 of the World Series, 18 innings. They went through almost 30 dozen balls. 30 dozen. It's over 360. Actually, I think that on the money, that is 360. I don't know the exact number that they went through, but they went through a ton. Not a literal ton, it's a figure of speech. But they went through a whole lot. How about that? You know what? You're getting a bonus say what.
Say what?
The last 10 teams to take a 2-0 World Series lead. The Royals in 2015, Giants in 2012 and 2010, Red Sox in 07 and 04, the White Sox in 05, D-backs, Yankees, Yankees twice. They all ended up winning the World Series. So yes, Boston, you did lose Game 3, but fear not. The last 9 teams to take a 2-0 lead in the World Series ended up winning the World Series. History may indeed be on Boston's side. And that is going to wrap things up at the diner. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thank you so much for joining me. We got more Johnny Tacos Audio Magazine on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tacos.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free.
Including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
This is Sports Overnight America.
That's a tough phone call for us to make.
Jose Canseco, variously called the bad boy of baseball or the godfather of steroids, has written a much-talked-about book he calls Juiced that purports to tell the truth about his own use of anabolic steroids and human growth hormone, and the same about other top players in the major leagues. The book is already a bestseller due to pre-orders on Amazon and elsewhere, yet almost no one has read it, because it will not be available until tomorrow morning. In the book and in this broadcast, Canseco names names, some of them superstar players, all of whom have categorically denied his charges. But none of them agreed to talk to us on camera about it, though they and many others are publicly calling Canseco nasty names, mainly a liar. But he is prepared for that. Take a look and see what you make of it.
Baseball, it's the national pastime. And what you are saying is that the national pastime...
is juiced? National pastime is juiced?
It's juiced. Yeah.
It is.
That's what
you're
saying.
And it's reality.
And what you're doing to baseball now, you're taking on the whole baseball establishment.
I don't know if I'm directly trying to take on the whole baseball establishment. I'm just basically telling a story of my life.
This is the book that has put Major League Baseball and its author on the hot seat. Jose Canseco writes about his 16-year-long career as a Major League ballplayer. And he says that from his first season to his last in 2001, he used illegal anabolic steroids and human growth hormone.
You essentially strengthened your body and your performance with a cocktail of steroids and growth hormones.
Yes.
Injected. Where do you inject it?
Into your gluteus maximus, which is your butt muscle.
Your butt muscle. Isn't the use of steroids and growth hormones illegal unless prescribed and administered?
Yes, it is.
By a licensed
Absolutely.
Doctor?
Absolutely.
Those illegal drugs helped fuel a larger-than-life career. Many of Canseco's home runs were monster shots.
Here's a long drive to left center field. Canseco is hitting a mile.
One spectacular season, 1988, Canseco hit 42 home runs, and he stole 40 bases, a feat never seen before.
You say this, I would never have been a major league caliber player without steroids, right?
Oh, well, it is a true statement, no ifs and buts about it.
How much of your entire career's success do you attribute to the use of steroids?
Maybe not accomplished the things I did, the freakish things I did, being 6'4", 250, running 4.340s to 40-40, hitting 600-foot home runs, who knows? A lot of it is psychological. I mean, you really believe you have an edge. You feel the strength and the stamina.
As early as his MVP season in 1988, there were whispers that Jose Canseco was using steroids, accusations that he denied throughout his career. But his activities off the field fanned the flames. He was arrested numerous times. Psychologists say that steroid use can stimulate aggressive behavior in some people, behavior sometimes called roid rage.
Look at your own rap sheet. It's quite instructive. 1989, arrested in California for carrying a loaded semi-automatic pistol in his car. 92, charged with aggravated battery for allegedly ramming his then-wife Esther's BMW with his Porsche. 1997, November, arrested and jailed for allegedly smacking his estranged bride of 1 year. November 13th, 2001, arrested with his brother after a fight at a Miami Beach nightclub on Halloween. Attacked two tourists, leaving one with a broken nose and the other with 20 stitches in his lip. All of these are in the record.
Are we to say that any individual who's on steroids that has an angry moment is due to steroids? What about the individual who gets angry and kills someone who's not on steroids? What do we blame it on now?
In any case, by 2001, when he was 37, Canseco's baseball career wound down. He had played for seven teams and hit 462 home runs.
Do you have any shame that your career was fueled by illegal drugs?
That's a tough question, because I tried to do everything possible to become the best player in the world. Do I believe steroids and growth hormones helped me achieve that? Yes. Were there a lot of other players doing it that I had to compete against? Yes.
What you're saying, Jose, is that you were a living steroid experiment for your entire career?
Yes. That's what I was.
Canseco claims he knows more about steroids than most trained physicians, which is why he says he actively counseled other players about using anabolic steroids and human growth hormones.
Did you give some of your steroids to other players?
Not mine, no. No. Did I put them in contact with people to acquire them? Yes. Did I educate them on how to use them properly and what way, shape, or form, and when, and with what supplements? Yes, absolutely.
And where did you get yours?
You get them anywhere. You can go right here to the corner in the gym and get it. It's that simple. It's that easy. But obviously, I don't recommend using them or getting them without supervision or a prescription, because they are illegal.
Canseco's admission that he used steroids for his entire career has surprised almost no one in baseball. But everyone in the game is stunned that he has gone further in the book than they expected. He names names, five in particular, of players he claims to have used steroids with. At the top of the list, Mark McGwire.
Mark and I weren't really, in a sense of buddy buddies. We were more acquaintances than actually anything else. But there are certain subjects that we could talk about, like obviously steroids and so forth.
And he was a user, if you will.
Absolutely.
With you.
Yes.
The gargantuan McGwire was best known for his remarkable 1998 season. The year he shattered one of baseball's most hallowed records, Roger Maris' single-season home run mark of 61 homers. Canseco played with McGwire at Oakland from 1986 to 92 and again in 97.
You write repeatedly about injecting steroids and growth hormones with and into Mark McGwire. Tell me about your first-hand experiences with McGwire and steroids.
Just the first time injecting him in his buttocks. it wasn't like you gave a lot of thought. It was something so common.
What we did more times than I can count was go into a bathroom stall together, shoot up steroids. That's right. After batting practice, or right before the game, Mark and I would duck into a stall in the men's room, load up our syringes, and inject ourselves. I would often inject Mark.
I injected him probably twice, but it wasn't like, we would just walk in, and a lot of times there were pill form. A lot of times, you were just a quick injection of whatever, and that's it. It was.
I'm just repeating what you say in the book, if we're to believe what you say in the book.
Right.
And I would often, not twice, inject Mark.
Well, I think it was more inject ourselves. I think I injected him, this was a long time ago, once or twice for sure. I didn't keep track.
Mm-hmm.
But an athlete may prepare his needle and may ask another athlete to inject him quickly. And that's the way it works.
And these were not allowed at that time in the league.
Absolutely not.
In a statement to 60 Minutes, McGwire said, quote, "Once and for all, I did not use steroids nor any illegal substance. The relationship that these allegations portray could not be further from the truth." Both McGwire and Canseco played under manager Tony La Russa in Oakland.
Jose Canseco says that he and Mark McGwire used anabolic steroids a lot when you were managing them, like the old NAs. True?
I don't think there's any doubt that it's a fabrication. The product of our good play and the size and strength that our players, Mark was a great example. What we saw was a lot of hard work, and hard work will produce strength gains and size gains.
Why do you think that Canseco says that McGuire was using? Honest.
First of all, I think he's in dire straits and needs money. I think, secondly, I think there's a healthy case of envy and jealousy.
Sports writer Howard Bryant covered baseball as a beat writer for 6 seasons. He's currently writing a book about the past 10 years of baseball, a time some call the steroid era.
Here's what Tony La Russa says about Mark McGuire. I am absolutely certain Mark has earned his size and strength from hard work and a disciplined lifestyle. Reaction?
Well, I think that if there's anything that we're being taught about this story, it's that Mark McGuire has a lot more friends than Jose Canseco.
And for good reason, says Bryant, for Canseco's alleged character flaws are many, including greed, evidenced by the fact that he charged his fans $2,500 a day to spend time with him at his home when he was under house arrest for parole violation. Still, Bryant says, Canseco's accusations on the subject of steroids should not be taken lightly.
I think the reason why Jose Canseco is going to catch a lot of hell for his book is because I think people believe he's full of it. He hasn't been credible. He hasn't been a credible player. He is a snitch, which is the worst thing you can possibly be in the ironclad baseball fraternity. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of things to offend a lot of people. On this subject, however, I believe he does have some credibility.
Well, Canseco contends that Major League Baseball's establishment had to know of the growing use of illegal steroids. He alleges that the owners and Donald Fair, the head of the players' union, and Bud Selig, the game's commissioner, were all turning a blind eye.
To me, Bud Selig, he will be defined by how this era is viewed by history. I mean, you're looking at a baseball establishment that has said that it wanted to get rid of steroids for 10 years. Yet, I don't recall baseball ever doing a public service announcement saying,
To kids,
don't do this. This is bad for you.
Yeah.
I don't recall baseball ever doing an independent investigation. They haven't spent a penny, at least to my knowledge, to go out and investigate and find out just what's going on with this steroid business.
Bud Selig declined to talk to us. As for Jose Canseco, he is unrepentant. Perhaps the most astonishing thing about his book, in the face of widespread medical evidence that the abuse of anabolic steroids causes serious health problems, he still endorses the use of steroids. Listen to what he told us.
I don't recommend steroids for everyone, and I don't recommend growth hormones for everyone. But for certain individuals, I truly believe, because I've experimented with it for so many years, that it can make an average athlete a super athlete. It can make a super athlete incredible, just legendary.
There you have it, the bad boy of baseball, Jose Canseco, unplugged on 60 Minutes. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539.
That's 800-598-0539.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
To help you out, I made a top 10 list of things to make you more attractive for your sex symbol husband.
Uh-oh.
Number 10, wear traditional Islamic garb covering all but the eyes. Number 9, feather removing electrolysis. Number 8, ski mask. Number 7, sew up holes in ski mask. Number 6, hire attractive woman to stand in front of you at all times. Number 5, beak job. Number 4, put paper bag over ski mask. Number 3, shave head, tattoo Cindy Crawford's face on back of head. Learn to walk backwards. Number 2, poke out eyes of every man on earth. Number 1, get president to make every day Halloween.
Ah, Peg, would it really make you feel better if I told you I needed you?
Yes, it would.
Wrapping up another edition of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. I thank you so much for tuning in because, you know, you could be doing a million things right now. In fact, you're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Well, that makes me feel special, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank the great Seth Meyers, of course, my ace, my right hand, my guy, my go-to guy. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. Of course, Dom's Diner was rocking and rolling tonight, and the King of Juice in that last segment. Man, Jose Canseco, did he tell it like it was or what? Man, Jose, always blunt, always honest. People don't like him. Well, people don't like me sometimes because when you're brutally honest and you tell it like it is, they feel threatened for some reason. I have never known why people are so afraid of transparency and telling the truth. Because, you know, as I've said many, many times in my life, it's so much easier to tell the truth and take the heat for something once than to tell a lie and have to perpetrate that lie forever. It's just a bit of a waste of time. Life is just too short. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, the Taco Mat Audio Magazine comes to you each and every Saturday night. It's 10 p.m. Pacific time here in San Francisco. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, Sunday morning in New York City. And, of course, that is 7 o'clock Honolulu time in the 50th state. Till next time, don't forget, you're tuned to the Taco Mat Audio Magazine live only on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America.